Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Welcome to it.
Oh, man, I got a head cold today.
Head cold?
I got a head cold. I tried the liquid plumber and everything. And
it didn't work.
Not working as much as I wanted to.
Did you gargle with it?
But I am alive. I am alive. So I got to thank everybody for that. I hope everybody's having a good summer. The humidity finally broke, and Winston and I have been going on some serious walks.
That's very nice.
Which is really good. Sandy, you should start walking. You know,
it
might
should
be good for you
from time to time.
No, you really should. I'm telling you right now, you really should. You know, just walking from your car to your house is not enough.
Well, I try to park as close as I can.
Speaking of walking, let's talk about running. I want to talk about a few things with the whole progressive wussification of our country, where we can't say what we want and we can't feel what we want, we can't do what we want. Well, the liberals and the progressives have been pushing that agenda with the media and television shows for the past 40 years, right?
Absolutely.
Downplay man's role, upplay everybody else's role, and we can't call a spade a
men
spade,
are idiots.
A heart a heart, a diamond a diamond. We don't know if somebody's black. We don't know if somebody's this. You know, in a South Burlington County town in New Jersey, some councilman was being criticized because they weren't culturally diverse in the town, and he wrote an email to the press saying, we have a Negro on our school board, okay? And he's a Democrat, and he's a progressive, and I don't know, but I find that offensive, and
wow.
I'm Caucasian.
How old is this guy? 1,000?
40s.
Wow.
Now, I would write, we have a black, I'm not a big African-American person because I come from a different generation. I don't default by that. And I've had Ainsley and I've had other people of color on. And I'm like, I hope you don't mind, but I say black, you know. But he said Negro, and that's almost sounds, to me, I associate Negro with slave.
Yeah, or 1930s or something.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, to me, that, because it's been used that way in so many books, like Tom Sawyer books and, you know, Huckleberry Finn and other books that I've read. I'm on antihistamine.
Yes, I see that.
But other books that I've read, you know, I don't know. I just don't say Negro. And it's just amazing how they think they can do that.
Well, what did the press say about that?
Well, they're not attacking him because he's a Democrat.
Oh,
he's a progressive.
Yeah, a progressive,
yes,
Democrat.
Right now.
From New
the
Jersey.
The thread on NJ.com had 4 comments as of yesterday, and it was up for the whole day. So if it was a conservative or a Republican, there would be 40 million. He'd have to resign. His family would have to leave the country.
Right,
and the
he'd have
bit.
To move out of the Burlington, New Jersey.
But here's how it backfires, too. Some of you might have heard about the Ellen DeGeneres controversy. Have you heard about it,
I have
Sandy?
Not, no.
Well, this Jamaican runner in the Olympics, Usain Bolt, which I love his last name because, you know, he's like a lightning bolt,
right.
You know, that's like a perfect name, you know, Bolt is the last name. Well, here he has 3 gold medals and he's kicking everybody's butt and breaking records. And Ellen tweeted this picture, Sandy, and it's going to be on the Gun for Hire Radio site. This is how I'm running errands from now on. And
okay.
She's on the back of Usain Bolt. Now, I look at it, and I think it's funny as shit.
Yeah, she's a comedian.
The press is killing her.
Are you
saying
serious?
That this is like she's treating him like a slave carrying her on her back to run errands?
Come
okay?
on. Seriously?
This is what happens
this is where
when your
come.
Agenda backfires.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
okay?
right. Oh,
because yeah. me, as a, I'm not prejudiced. I hate everybody. I look at this funny. She could have been sitting on the shoulders of any color, any religion
right.
athlete, and I would have found the same comedic value out of it.
Of course.
It, okay?
Yeah.
I wouldn't laugh harder because she's on a black man's back. I wouldn't laugh harder if she was on a, I might laugh harder if she was like on a woman's back, like getting a woman to go shopping or something.
Right.
You know, I might find that cool, but I find nothing offensive about this, but the left is freaking out about this, and she had to defend her tweet.
Wow.
And she's under. This is a woman who's broken down barriers. She's
yes.
a, she's an
yes.
out of the closet lesbian.
Right. right.
You know, she's everywhere. She supports so many liberal causes, and now the liberals are killing her.
Well, they eat their own young. First of all,
did you know that college deans and professors in liberal universities have escape hatches from their offices now?
No.
Yes. One of them, one college, it might have been Stanford, spent $60,000 putting a secret escape hatch in because
so
the last
time
he had picketers outside his office, he couldn't get out. He was trapped in there. And he didn't want to face them. So they put a $60,000 escape hatch. I think it's like a pod that, like, you know, trebuchets or launches him out. Like a, see, now that would be great, a catapult.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Have him sit on
a button under your
sire,
desk. Boom.
Yes. And I'd cut the rope.
Perfect.
And he lands in a pile of manure to break his fall.
Yes, a quarter of a mile away. Oh, the air is wonderful here.
So, again, the whole pussification of our country boils down to this. Now, I wasn't going to talk about it on this show, but now I'm going to talk about it on this show because I it just hit me. The antihistamines are great, by the way. If you've ever done antihistamines, they're really cool. I can see colors and feel them, okay? Okay, everybody knows a bunch of our Olympians were late coming back to the Olympic Village and were drunk at 6 o'clock in the morning, and they lied. And they lied because they were going to get in trouble because they were past their curfew. So they said they were robbed by taxi drivers. They took everything but their IDs. They took their money, et cetera, et cetera. Well, Ryan Lochte, he escaped Brazil after he won his medals, but a couple of the other guys were there, and a judge had them pulled off their plane
brought
them in and showed them surveillance video of their raining a cab in the cab and then coming back into the Olympic Village. Well, now, when you get caught with something like that, my father always used to tell me, tell me the truth, and your beating won't be that bad.
That bad, right.
And he would look at me, and I would first response would think, I'm going to lie and take a shot. And I'd be like, no, you know what? This effer, he always knows, so I better just fess up. Now, I'm 55, and I know that. My brother's 51. He still hasn't caught on. So let me tell you what Ryan Lochte's response was, okay? Ryan Lochte apologizes for, quote, not being more candid about incident, end quote. Listen to that during the break. Not being more candid about incident. That means I lied. And I'm a sissy and I can't fess up to it.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO. Waldorf Chiropractic is conveniently located in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Dr. Eric published his own book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. If you or anyone you know needs any chiropractic care, please check out Waldorf Family Chiropractic. Dr. Eric is having orthoscopic surgery on one of his knees this week, and I'm having orthopedic surgery on my left knee in a couple of weeks as well. I'm going back to the specialist.
What are you having done?
Well, I got meniscus stuff hanging out.
Oh, meniscus stuff.
Yes.
So you want to get rid of little pieces floating around?
Yeah. What happens is every once in a while I'm walking and it just pops out. And I push it back
that's
in.
No fun.
And it hurts me when I'm working out and cross-fitting and flipping tires and stuff. So
you
it's preventing
stop
me.
Doing all that. I don't have those problems.
No, I feel like iron and I'll never stop doing
that's
it.
Very good.
By the way, so good
crippled
luck to Dr.
Iron,
Eric.
I
want to talk about more of the wussification of our country.
Can you
I
was say telling, crippled?
Yeah, I don't think you crippled? Can say crippled okay. anymore. Wow. You have to say special needs.
Special needs.
Everything special needs. When I was a kid, my father used to say, "You're retarded. You're a benet."
Just before you get a shot in the back of the head.
And if you don't know what a benet is, when I was a kid, a benet was meant that you took the banana bus, the yellow bus to
I
school.
I never heard that.
The
benet.
Short yellow bus. Yes, wow. It was a slang that you were a benet. Okay, that's what my father used to call me, a
nice.
Benet. Yeah, and it was endearing.
It was endearing, yes, yeah. It was.
But let me tell you something. So the wussification of our country... My art director, Matt, is on vacation next week. So
you're
I said,
not
Matt,
say
I'm
this,
going
are you?
To.
No, you're not.
I said, Matt, where are you going for your vacation?
I can't believe
he's like 44 years old. Where are you going for your vacation? Oh, we're not going anywhere. He's married with three kids. His wife's a stay-at-home mom. I said, so what are you doing for the whole week? He goes, well, it's Maritza, who's his wife. It's Maritza's birthday week. So I said,
it's going to kill you.
I don't care. So I said, what the hell does that mean? He goes, well, I take over for the whole week. I take care of the kids, and she gets to relax, spa, me day, sleep later, whatever. So it's her birthday week.
So he gets to be Mr. Mom?
Yeah. I told everybody when I was a kid, my birthday week was my mother made cupcakes. I brought them to school. The kids sang happy birthday. We all had a cupcake each. I'd go home and eat dinner that night. I'd be like, am I getting a birthday gift? My mother would be like, I made you cupcakes. And my father would say, what are you, retarded? You benet? And then slap me in the back
slap
of the head.
Slap me in the back of the head.
And kill
happy
more
birthday.
Brain cells.
Right, exactly.
Okay? All of that's politically incorrect today.
I know.
Anyway.
I still can't believe you told that.
I had to talk about it.
That's pretty good. So he's Mr. Mom for the week. That's how he spends his vacation.
Yes. More wussification. The AK-47 artwork was banned from entering the United States, Sandy.
Oh, another case of them eating their own young.
Yes. Artwork incorporating AK-47 assault rifles have been banned from the country through Texas, a state with open carry gun laws. The three pieces, which were slated to be part of an exhibition in Houston, were seized by U.S. Customs. The art was titled Spoils of War, Beat of a Wing, and Virtue of the Vicious. And they were fashioned from decommissioned assault rifles captured in war zones. They're decommissioned. They don't have firing pins. They don't have anything in them. And here it is. This is a state like Texas that allows open carry in schools.
Yeah, but this is U.S. Customs.
Yes,
but you
exactly.
see how they're slanting the article. They're slanting
yes.
the article as if it was
yeah,
Texas who
see,
did not... allow it to come in.
You're absolutely right. I'm sorry. I'm slow.
No.
My father said it was a benet.
It's just the way the media works.
Prophecy. But this is what happens with our country.
Yes.
Now, everybody.
But it's beautiful because here's this art fart who is
art
now complaining about political correctness against his own art.
Correct. Correct.
But we created this, didn't we? They'll eat their own young first.
They'll
we've said that for
their own young is for sure.
For the past 6 years, we've warned about this.
So I want everybody to sing along with me. Ding dong, the witch is dead. The wicked witch is dead.
I wish I could feel excited about this. What are we talking about? Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania Attorney General Kane was found guilty for 7 counts.
Yes.
And she resigned her position the same day.
Because she couldn't fit her desk into the cell.
And Ron Sousa posted, what do I have to do to go to jail and share a cell with her? Because she's good looking.
Yeah.
That hit my funny bone, too.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I like that.
Yeah, it was really, really good. But so she resigned. Now, I don't know.
The voters of Pennsylvania, who are now a blue state, are just going to vote the same shit back
in. She was the first Democrat, and she was also the first female attorney general. Right. Now, in Pennsylvania, attorney generals are voted in. They're not appointed by the governor like our state. And I don't know how it's going to work. I don't know. Does the governor appoint an interim, or do they take an assistant?
Oh, and move them up?
Attorney general. I don't know how it works. So, you know, in Jersey, the whole time Christie's been in, he had one AG, remember, whatever her name was, and then it's been all acting attorney general since.
Right.
So I don't know where the cookies are going to crumble, but I know I've heard from many lawyers, including Eric Prince, who's like the Evan Knappen of Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
He said that he doesn't know how it's going to work because what she did needs to be undone. You'd need Republicans to bring it to the attorney general's desk so that we could use our Utah and Florida non-resident carry permits in Pennsylvania again. I got news from Dan Schmutter yesterday that he's been speaking with the attorney general in New Hampshire, and he's hoping to get that bright light path for your New Hampshire carry permits. But so Kane is gone. Seven counts. Obviously, she's going to appeal it. She has sentencing. Each count carries a seven-year sentence. Now, no judge is going to give her. She's not going to get 49 years in prison, believe me. If she does 2.5 years.
Right.
You know, that'll be a lot. Nobody from the elite, the political elite, spends any time like that. And, you know, I'm so disgusted by all of our branches of government, you know, and all the crossover and the whole progressiveness of our country. And, you know, Trump went to visit Louisiana, which the flooding there is almost as bad.
The great one, Barack Obama, didn't.
He's going Tuesday.
Is he going?
Yeah, he's canceling a golf game, and he's going to fly down.
Oh.
Hillary said she's not going because she doesn't want distractions. Now, Paul Manafort resigned as Trump's campaign manager for doing something that I don't understand. I read it had to do with the Ukraine, and he didn't disclose it or something. I don't know, right, wrong, or different. I don't know what's going on there in the Trump camp, but I do know from a gun perspective, we have three options for president: Donald Trump, Donald Trump, or Donald Trump. So some people who hated Trump thought it was commendable that he went to visit New Orleans, by the way.
Somebody should have.
Yes. For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have two smaller classrooms, and those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom.
No rules, no apologies, no holding back. Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
And this segment is brought to you by Liberty Office Suites. LibertyOfficeSuites.com has two places, one in Montville, New Jersey, and one in New Road in Parsippany. Ron Sousa, huge supporter of the Second Amendment, cracks some funny jokes, and we're still waiting for him to set a date, by the way, to get married.
Still waiting.
Yes,
no response from the
LibertyOfficeSuites.com. Tell Ron Sousa we sent you, and Ron, we love you. Now, guys and girls listening, here's some great arguments we're going to discuss and some articles you can look up. I've been forming this for about 2 weeks now, but the first article I read in the Wall Street Journal, since Sandy couldn't open it because he's too cheap to subscribe to the Wall Street Journal.
Correct.
But
I don't like the Wall Street Journal.
The I emailed it to you, by the way. I did email it to you. I cut it and pasted it and emailed it
to you.
Yeah, but good, you didn't look.
Well, how, I looked at it. I saw what it was.
How global elites forsake their countrymen, okay? And it's basically a focus on Angela Merkel. So Angela Merkel lives in a huge white tower somewhere.
Yes.
And she brought a million, you know, Syrian refugees in. And now her women are being raped and plundered and pillaged and everything. And, you know, she's getting angry because the little people are upset with the integration process.
How dare them be?
Correct. And this is what happens is, in the article was written, it said, nothing in their lives get worse. The challenge of integrating different cultures, negotiating daily tensions, dealing with crime and extremism and fearfulness on the street, that was put on those with comparatively little, okay, who
right.
This person in the article is calling the unprotected.
Yes.
Okay, it's the same thing with gun control. So the protected are putting all of the
right.
onus, all of the bullshit
Absolutely.
On the unprotected. And then when we complain, they say we're xenophobic, we're narrow-minded, we're racist.
Sit down, okay? Shut up, and leave the room.
And they say that we're humanist, compassions, and we're heroes of human rights. This reminds me of the Kennedys back in the day with school busing.
Right.
School, but we want school busing,
right?
But not in my neighborhood,
right?
Okay, we want racial integration, but not in my neighborhood. We want low-income housing, but not in my neighborhood. That's what happens with the political
yep.
elite that we have created.
This
Our
is progressivism.
Correct.
That is progressivism.
Correct. Correct. And that's the problem. So the elites, like Obama, they get angrier and angrier. Clinton wants to bring 550% more Syrian refugees in here because she doesn't give a shit
right.
because she'll never come in contact with
never.
One.
Armed guards
okay?
all around
Correct.
Her. She's got an ivory so tower no matter what she
does. She says that we're racist, we're xenophobic because we don't want these people in our country. But she's like, what's the problem? What's the worrying? As she goes to Martha's Vineyard with a security detail of 700 people.
Yes,
okay?
exactly. Right.
So this article was interesting because I want to follow it on. Because now Merkel is holding an integration summit with the businesses in Germany where Her Holiness...
I am going to force you to learn how to integrate everyone in.
Yes. Now that we allowed a million people in the country and we can't employ them and they're raping our women because their culture for the past 2,500 years says if a woman shows a little bit of skin, she's sexually promiscuous and she's open for the taking. Okay.
Right.
So now we have them in here. She invited representatives from Volkswagen, Siemens.
It also allows it allows believers to take non-believers as slaves according to their religion
Correct.
And to use them for whatever purpose that they want as
Correct.
Long as they are not good Muslim women.
So she's meeting with the businesses so that they could figure out a way to integrate the million people. This should have been figured out before you let them in.
You think, right?
Right? But no, we can't. But here's the best thing. Oktoberfest is coming up in Munich, right? They banned backpacks. Okay? Backpacks and other large bags will be banned from this year's Oktoberfest.
That'll solve the problem.
And a fence will be erected in an effort to increase security in recent attacks that rattled Germany. Okay.
A fence?
Yes. Wow. Bags of 3 liters, 8.8 gallons or more in capacity won't be allowed in the annual beer celebration that runs from September 17th to October 3rd. Okay. So they're basically making it a high security zone because, I hate to sound cruel, but you let the barbarians through the gate.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
Now they're in.
Right.
Merkel and the other elites, they're in there, they're having their meetings with the Rockefellers and the Bilderbergers and the Soros, and they're laughing their asses off because they could give a shit.
Let them eat cake.
Let them eat cake, exactly. But here's another one. You ready? Okay. Cancellations. This is the Wall Street Journal. French security officials impose a summer of
Speaking
cancellations
of let them eat cake. Yeah, yeah.
Over terrorist threats, okay? So what they're doing is
about a lack of tourism.
Yes. So France is canceling.
You can't make
hundreds of summer events, street fairs, et cetera, because of the threat of terrorist attacks. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? The terrorists won.
Yeah, they did.
They won.
We're taking our shoes off.
Yes. Yes. They won.
Right.
You're canceling stuff.
Yep.
You can't bring a backpack.
That's right.
We have to have integration summits.
Right.
The elites won.
Right.
All right. The elites won. And that's our own fault. And it's no different in the United States. Wake up. It's no different from Hillary and Obama down. It's no different to the state of New Jersey where the
right.
legislative,
Absolutely.
The executive, and the
yep.
judicial branch
right.
will not allow us carry permits.
Right.
Okay? Now, you know, Almeida and Tuminelli and the Party of Six, they brought a lawsuit against the state with two out-of-state attorneys.
Right.
Yesterday, our attorney general, who works for Christie, who's supposed to be moderate, pro-gun, issued Almeida his carry permit.
Wow.
Denied Tuminelli his carry permit, saying he doesn't have enough, you know, threats. He hasn't been, because they want to issue it posthumously, as Napa
yeah,
would
right,
say.
Right.
And the attorney general filed a motion to dismiss the lawsuit because they don't want the lawsuit to help open it up and make it easier for other people to carry guns in New Jersey. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this, this is no different than Obama, Hillary, and Merkel allowing.
Right.
People that are a threat to us in here because they are the political elites. Our attorney general, our prosecutors, our judges, our elected elite, they are protected. They don't deal, they don't stand in line at a McDonald's or a Dunkin' Donuts for a cup of coffee in the morning.
That's
they
right.
don't almost get mugged in Newark Airport Terminal C like I did from that
right.
guy that day.
Right.
They don't give a shit about us.
They don't care.
Okay? They are so detached because we don't have term limits. You know, the other thing is people are like, oh, we have to be prepared. Councilman so-and-so is coming to visit. Who the F is that?
Right.
Aren't they a public official?
Right. They're supposed to work for us.
Aren't they supposed to be enthused that we're visiting their office?
Right, exactly.
No, wait yeah. outside. He'll
right.
see you when he can see you. Do you have
yeah.
an appointment?
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. It's completely reversed.
Yes.
And I'm angry about
and
it.
And we've allowed it to happen.
Correct. So here's the deal. So the AG filed a motion to dismiss. They have until, I think, September 24th to file a brief back where it should say it still should go to the state Supreme Court, and Tuminelli's case shouldn't be dismissed. But this is the games that we're playing. And
of
what
course.
They're doing, the progressives and the antis, they just keep buying time, wearing us down. Spend legal fees, buy us down, wear us down. Spend legal fees, buy time, wear us down. It's no different than having to take a day off from work. I just had a customer from the range walk by me the other day, and he said that he had to get another pistol permit, and he lives in Mahwah, and he can only go Tuesdays 11 to 1 to get a pistol permit. And he's like, I work in the city.
Wow.
I said, well, let me tell you something. This is your problem. He's like, why? I said, because you need to go to your town meetings,
mm-hmm.
and you need to stand up and tell your council. I live in Mahwah. I don't even know. He probably pays a stupid. For you non-New Jersey people, he probably pays $30,000 to $40,000 a year in Mahwah for taxes in Bergen County.
Right, for a two-bedroom, one-and-a-half bath.
And this is a guy that has to take a day off from work from his high-paying job in Manhattan to beg for a pistol permit. I said, you need to go to the town meetings And you need to talk to the police chief and the mayor and the council, and you need to tell them that your rights are being violated, and that as a taxpayer, the window should be open right. whenever the police department's open.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. But the political elites and the elected officials in the fourth state, the media behind them, we have become the serfs. Mm-hmm. We are indentured servants. They wipe their feet on our backs like we are welcome mats.
Absolutely.
And people are not pissed off yet.
No. You see an apathy, and part of it, I think, has got to do with normalcy bias that happens, where you just, the Overton window moves, it shifts so far to one side that you're just happy enough to be able to capture what you have and hold on to it. And then we're overworked trying to pay those $30,000 a year taxes on our 2-bedroom, 1.5-bath home, that they keep us busy and stupid.
Yes, yes. And, you know, like you said with the Overton window, you give them a little bit and everybody's, we got that.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bunch of bullshit.
Right.
It's a bunch of bullshit. It's so stressful that after reading that article in the Wall Street Journal with Merkel about, you know, it really just plugged it for me. They could give a shit. You know, you're right. Marie Antoinette, let them eat cake.
It's been that way forever.
So
this is socialism. This is progressivism. Understand that it is 100 years.
It's also elitism.
Oh, yes. Which, again, is
okay.
progressivism.
Yes.
Because Fabian socialism started it, you know, when progressivism in the United States came from Germany. The first university to be opened under progressive policies and progressive ideology was Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore.
Wow.
And it was opened by Germans. And it was really to further the education for progressivism and for socialism. It hasn't changed much over the years, and Johns Hopkins is certainly a fine university, but wow. I mean, we've allowed the norm to become... The U.S. is now more socialistic than it's ever been.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
There needs to be a change, but it won't come. It's got to come from the ground. It can't come from what's there now. They love their power.
Everything I do gonna be funky from now on.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
You know, you were talking about carry permits in Jersey, and I'm just flipping through some stuff that a listener had sent in. You know, there are 14 million Americans who have carry permits. Of course, 72 of those come from New Jersey.
Where'd that data come from? 72 from New Jersey.
It's
that many?
Yes, it was done by the Crime Prevention Research Center, who compared CCW holders with police officers, and found basically that something we have said all along, and here's the quote: indeed, it's impossible to think of any other group in the U.S. that is anywhere near as law-abiding as CCW holders. They commit about 1/6 the number of misdemeanors or felonies as police officers.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I thought we were all outlaws. And
yeah,
like,
well,
Loretta Weinberg
says, have these people
that
running
it's going to be like the Wild West, because we're going to let every Uber driver and pizza delivery guy carry a gun. That would be so biased, because it would hurt the business of the criminals. And we don't want
exactly.
to.
And it seems that's all we care about is criminals.
Yeah, we don't
want to
cut
them out early.
Into the criminals.
No. We don't want to offend.
You heard what I talked about a few weeks ago about the disgusting, what we pay for medical treatment for prisoners incarcerated.
People on death row who are eligible for kidney transplants, lung transplants, because it would offend. It would be cruel and unusual punishment, according to the prison system and the progressives who run it.
I mean, it's backwards. It's completely backwards. And again, where does it come from? It comes from the political elites as well.
Right. Okay? And from us who keep electing these assholes. We pull the lever for two parties. George Washington warned us about the two-party system.
All right, but Sandy, in defense of us, especially in New Jersey, with gerrymandering and redistricting, we don't have whatever political party is in power, they write the redistricting maps,
right.
And they cut out these narrow, they go between houses, up alleyways, half
your
of a railroad
room.
Track, yeah. Exactly. They carve it out where it's almost impossible anyway.
Yes, exactly.
All right, it's all bullshit, it's illegal. Our founding fathers did not intend for this.
No, they did not.
Okay? It should be divided by district, county, or whatever. There should not be redistricting or gerrymandering.
And
I'm
totally
against the system is rigged for
the
top down.
The two-party system. You know, Washington said when it's two parties, it's going to be one party because the melding of power, they understood, our founding fathers understood the human desire power and money and control.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did, Sandy. You're absolutely right. And here we are, backwards again. Mm-hmm. Everything that we do in this country is freaking backwards. And Europe is just a couple of years ahead of us with their progressiveness.
Right.
We're chasing right behind them.
Yes,
well,
we
Americans,
are.
Look, pretty soon we're going to be canceling fairs. We're going to be canceling events. We're going to be putting fences up. No more backpacks. No more going to games. No more doing this. That's exactly what we want. It's all about integration and showing that we care. I got a better way to care. Help fix the country in Syria and let the people stay in their own country and let them fix their own country and stay there. I know I sound like someone who, you know, doesn't want to, you know, integrate with the rest of the world and build a wall around my country. But, man,
but look,
how much can we absorb,
we're all immigrants,
man?
Here, right? We are all, virtually all of us are immigrants and or come from immigrant parents, especially in this area. And when our parents and our grandparents came to this country, they came to make America better. They came to add something to it. And they were so proud. I'll never forget my grandfather who refused to allow us to speak Italian in the home because we are in America and we need to speak English. And he loved this country so much. And you don't see that happening anymore. You don't. There's no quiz. There's no test that anyone has to take for citizenship anymore, like our forefathers had to take. They were so proud to be American and to assimilate. They would do anything to become American.
Correct.
And here, everybody who comes to the country from Asia or from other parts of the world where there's communism want to make America just the way it was where they came from.
Correct.
They don't understand why we fought. We forgot why we fought after generation and generation of progressive education and indoctrination.
Yeah, and it never ends. Between the Fourth Estate, the media.
Yes. Who willingly
and
play
the
part.
The political elite. They are all political elite now, let's face it. You know, and then the rich people.
Right.
You know, all that's left is us, the peasants, the serfs, the indentured servants. And the people don't get it.
No.
They just don't get it, you know? And Obama is one of them, too. Don't be misled, all right? Don't be misled that because he grew up poor or a community organizer from Chicago. He's in that system now, okay? And he doesn't give a shit about it. And, you know, for you, for people out there that listen, who's the douche knot that was married to Madonna for a little bit? The one that went and helped get El Chapo arrested. The actor, Sean Penn. You know, these guys, they love Venezuela.
Venezuela's
they hold
a wonderful
up Venezuela,
place.
Right?
Stand in line for the toilet paper.
Well, Venezuela police crushed and cut up 2,000 shotguns and pistols in Caracas on Wednesday night. Interior Minister said the event marked a renewal of efforts to disarm Venezuelan citizens.
The same Interior Minister who has been accused of cooperating with the drug cartels. That guy?
Yes. Oh. Through a combination of seizures and voluntary program to swap guns for electrical goods. Give me that AK-47. Dude. Here's your toaster.
And, of course, all the gangbangers down there are just lining up to give all their shit away. Did you see that they're turning in, the reporter reported, rusty shotguns and handmade pistols?
Homemade weapons, including revolvers, handmade arms, rifles, and shotguns. So far this year, 18,000 weapons have taken out of circulation. Venezuela has the world's second highest murder rate. And Caracas, the capital, is considered the most violent city in the world.
Yeah.
The street gangs that roam the city's poor neighborhoods have become increasingly heavily armed in East recent years.
But the solution to this in 2012 was what? Ban private ownership of firearms. So this cannot be happening. This must be something, something just completely different. This is a different country we're talking about.
You know, a country of just over 30 million people, 2009 report put the illegal weapons at between 9 million and 15 million, while the number of weapons
up
in
from
circulation,
1 million when it was legal to own guns.
Gangs often get weapons from the police, either by stealing them or buying them. I love it.
Well, when you're standing in line for bread, and the cops, I'm sure they're in a socialized country. Socialism's great until you run out of other people's money.
Right? Margaret Thatcher said that. Inflation in Venezuela is 185%.
There's that. So a loaf of bread now is $495, so, if you can get it.
So this is what Maduro, President Nicolas Maduro, said. We are going to bring disarmament and peace, okay?
Of course you will. Of course you will. We're going to disarmament and peace. It's going to happen one right after the other, like it's happened all over the world.
September 1st, they start nationwide disarmament. Revel said that since the government started its program of decommissioned weapons around the country, 406,000 firearms have been destroyed. Other guns were crushed in truck-mounted presses, et cetera, et cetera. This was sent to me by Gary Roth, by the way. Venezuela has also brought laser technology to mark ammunition.
You can't afford to feed your families or pay police, but you can buy friggin' laser technology to laser etch every bullet you make in your government manufacturing company.
Here's a great story, a happy story. You want to hear a happy story?
Please.
Happy story. A plane catches fire and it's going to crash.
Right.
And all 13 people jump out to safety. You know why? It was a skydiving plane.
That's pretty good.
Okay. Richard Pryor used to say no one should ever jump out of a perfectly good airplane.
Absolutely right.
And I'm a firm believer of that. But you want to talk about luck and being assy. 13 skydivers and 2 pilots, 15 people, were on a plane. The plane caught fire. They couldn't put the fire out on the engines, so they aborted. The pilot made it so that the plane crashed in a field somewhere, and all 15 people jumped to safety. I mean, that is just too cool to me. It's like, excuse me, guys, but we were going to jump in about 5 minutes, but we need to jump now. And if you were having second thoughts, tough shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay? So I think it's the first time ever that I'm happy to see a plane go down.
Yeah,
if you're going to look down, it should be a skydiving plane, better than anything else. And have you noticed the terrorism stuff? It's been a little lull. It's been quiet right now, like in the U.S. and the European countries. I'm afraid.
I'm afraid, too.
Yeah, it's like the calm before the storm,
yeah.
I feel.
Yeah.
I think it's been a little too quiet. I think our media and stuff has been focusing on the elections, and I'm just a little worried. Again, that whole by the elitists putting us in harm's way and making us unsafe and then telling us that we're, you know, xenophobes and racists and bigots and all this other shit, it's really, really pissing me off. But I want everybody to be wary out there. I also want to remember that everybody should keep bringing people in to shoot each one, reach one. We still have the poker chip here. They have it at the range where if you're a member of Woodland Park Ranger and you bring anybody in that's new and they fill out a sheet, you get a poker chip, which is going to be used during the grand opening of the new edition here. The other thing is Evan Knappen will be here October 14th for his gun law seminar, and we're trying to get him on the show to talk about a few other things that are going on as well in the state, and we'll see how that goes from here. But everybody wants me to talk about their letters and stuff, but one of a strong supporter of Gunfire Radio is Joey Grimaldi. And Joey went to a Bark in the Park Saturday the 13th. He wanted to know, where was I in Winston?
Oh, Levin goes, was there, too.
Yeah, yep, Mark Levin. He goes, it was a great event. I was wearing a Gun for Hire T-shirt, and about four people saw the shirt and said, hey, do you shoot there? I do. Two of the women I spoke to said they used to shoot with their exes. One other girl shoots with her father and wants to shoot on her own. I mentioned the SAW group to all three women, and they didn't know about it. I informed them. Jules was from the range was there and gave him Levin a pass to the range. He also gave Levin some Gun for Hire swag, and he just wanted to let everybody know he's evangelizing for the Second Amendment, Joey Grimaldi. Love you, Joey.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Crank it up!
Are we back yet?
We are.
Are we back yet?
We are.
Are we back yet?
Not yet.
Okay. Because listen, I got to talk to you guys right away. So you see what's going on in Europe. They're canceling all these events. They're having integration meetings and stuff as the elites eat their caviar and sturgeon and all their other shit. And everybody else is figuring out how to make a challah type dish or something for the enemies that are inside the gate already. Halal, I'm sorry. And I have nothing against any religion. It's just that you can't integrate people. You know, there's that sign, welcome to the United States. This is a Sharia-free zone. Please set your clocks ahead 1,400 years. Okay?
It's right by the Statue of Liberty.
You got to integrate. My grandparents on both sides came to this country. They integrated.
Right.
Okay? Still kept many of our culture.
Right.
Food.
Right.
Traditions.
Yep.
Holidays. Yep. But we also stood up and put our hand on our chest and took our hat off for the Pledge of Allegiance.
That's right.
Yeah. And the national anthem.
Right.
Okay.
And you knew who George Washington was.
Yes. It was a George Washington Cava. No, George Washington. Okay, listen. So I had Dr. Perelli here a few weeks ago, a little private meeting. And he talks about the terrorist campaign, about see something, say something. And he brought something to my attention, Sandy. If you see something, who do you say it to?
You're right.
The campaign
is
bullshit.
Right.
See something, say something. Okay, who?
Right.
Who do you Is there call? Anybody you're even going to tell that would, A, give a shit?
Right.
Okay? If you're in a subway and you tell a ticket person you saw something, they'd be like, yeah, whatever. You're blocking a line, dummy.
Hurry up. The turnstile.
Move over.
Right.
There is no vehicle on our See Something, Say Something. I know there's the 311 line or whatever they say, but shouldn't it be advertised?
Isn't that for traffic?
Yeah, I believe. Shouldn't there be something? Like we have 911.
Right.
Do you call 911? I don't know. It's just to See Something, Say Something.
Yeah, exactly. Who do you say it to?
What is it?
And how many people in San Bernardino saw something and were afraid to
political
say something
correctness.
For political correctness?
I don't want anybody to get butt hurt.
Right.
I don't want anybody to get butt hurt. Meanwhile, the liberals, the progressives, right. are emailing each other saying, we have a Negro on our board, so we're racially integrated. Okay? That's Meanwhile, true. You can't say the guy that brings the prayer mat three times a day came in the other day and he was measuring the wall density and he was asking what bullet could pierce it. But nobody wants to say anything because we don't want to offend them.
Got a roll of red wire.
Why? Because if we offend them, the elites will say we're racist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Look at Ahmed the Clock Kid. Okay.
He's back. He's suing Texas.
He's suing Texas. And he's going to win. He's got lawyers who actually took his case.
Parents went right back on welfare. Family first and
Absolutely.
Everything. As soon as they landed,
sure.
paperwork was ready.
Right.
Sucking off the hind teat of right. the American taxpayers while suing us for $10 million.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Okay. Here's new Louis Vuitton luggage. Here's first class one-way tickets back to your country.
Right.
Have
Bye.
A nice day.
Oh, and some camel chow.
Camel chow. Mm. I like that. So I want to talk a little bit about See Something, Say Something. Since we all go to public venues, we go to malls, we go to schools, we walk in parks, we walk around the city, we go to any of our city centers, none of us are exempt from any of this shit, okay? If it could happen in San Bernardino, it can happen in Duluth. It could happen into yes. anywhere town,
That's right.
on anywhere Main Street, anywhere in the United States. Don't think that because you don't live in Manhattan, it can't happen. Because these are the places they're going to hit. Sure, everybody looks at the Mall of America or something, but, you know.
They're going for soft targets.
Yes.
They went for one in Orlando. They went for one in San Bernardino.
Correct.
The infiltration happens in these cells that, you know, these wild, well, what do they call them?
Lone
wolves.
Yeah. That, everybody's a lone wolf now.
Everybody's a lone
because
wolf.
Because you get the propaganda off of the internet. It radicalizes you when you go out and do it. It's exactly
right.
what ISIS wants you
sure.
to do. Oh, excuse
exactly.
me. Let me talk to like Obama. It's exactly what ISIL wants you to do. The entire world says ISIS and the retard golfer, only ISIL, ISIL. And he always pronounces everything different. You ever notice how he pronounces
he likes
stuff
to do.
Different?
Well, when yeah. you grew
he
up
likes
in Indonesia.
To show off. He likes to show off. Again, an elite. We're below
yes,
him. We're beneath
yes,
him.
Absolutely.
But suspicious activity is any observed behavior that could indicate terrorism or terrorism-related crimes. Unusual items or situations. A vehicle parked in an odd location. A package or luggage is unattended. Okay? A window or door that is open that is usually closed. Or anything out of the ordinary. Sandy talks about this all the time, guys. Normalcy bias. If something doesn't feel right, you can bet your last dollar it probably is not right.
Right.
Okay? So, you know, the big thing everybody knows is don't ever, today, ever leave a backpack or luggage unattended. You will miss your flight. Okay?
Yes.
You will miss your flight because if somebody sees something and figures out where to say something and they do it and they shut that terminal of the airport down and they bring in the POM squad, you're not getting your connecting flight in Dallas. It ain't
right,
happening,
right.
okay? You just ruined your own world by leaving your bag unattended. And why would you leave your bag unattended? I don't know anyway. But that's one aspect. Another aspect is people acting funny. And we can't, like Dr. Pirelli says, you can't really diagnose.
No.
Someone could have a nervous tic. Someone right. could be nervous that they're flying for the first time.
Sure.
Okay? And, you know, you can't just stereotype because terrorists also look like Timothy McVeigh.
Yes, they do.
Okay. Well, Timothy McVeigh, for you people that don't know, looked like the original Dennis the Menace.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
A white boy,
yeah.
blonde haired,
yeah.
blue eyed, right. maybe blue or brown, hazel eyed white boy, you know, with a crew cut. He was a military vet.
Right.
So he could fit in anywhere. He could be wearing military garb and you would think he's in the military. So just keep your eyes around, look for any suspicious activities. Don't be afraid to report something. Political correctness. Angela Merkel and Barack Obama aren't on the plane with you. They fly private, protected. Okay,
yes,
we have to take care of our own.
Mm-hmm.
While the political elite are jet setting around telling us about our carbon credits, and I can only use charcoal in my barbecue once a month, they're burning 27 jillion carbon credits flying around to get a sandwich.
Right.
Okay,
right.
That's how it works in our world and in our country now.
Yeah.
Another thing is eliciting information. If you see a person questioning individuals at a level beyond curiosity about a building's purpose or operations or procedures or shift changes or something, like if you work in a city and you see the same guy outside 3 days in a row looking, now he could be waiting. He could be a car driver waiting for his ride to come out, but he also could be casing the joint. What does it really take to drop a dime on that person?
Right.
And just call the police and say, listen, I see this guy out there suspicious all the time. Hopefully you'll get somebody who cares enough, okay? Now, observation and surveillance. Someone pays unusual attention to a facility or building beyond the casual or professional interest. This includes extended loitering without explanation, okay? Unusual, repeated, or prolonged observation of a building, like maybe with binoculars or video camera or holding a cell phone up, taking notes or measurements, counting paces, sketching floor plans. You know, how many people text messaging wouldn't notice any of that shit going on?
Right.
Okay. Muhammad and Ahmed could walk right. into a building right. and bring those the things that the surveyors the use. Okay.
Transits.
And nobody would even say shit, right? But
yeah,
let's
true.
Just a couple little things.
In New York. That's yeah, very
really.
True.
Some of these activities could be innocent. It's up to law enforcement to determine whether the behavior warrants investigation. The activities are not all inclusive. So don't worry about butt hurting anybody. Don't worry about if you see something, call 911, say something. Grab an officer, call the local police. Listen, you call the local police and say, listen, Carteret Police, it's not an emergency, but I'm observing blah, 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 blah. They'll decide if it's an emergency
right.
or not.
Right.
A lot of people don't want to call because they feel guilty. And what if it's not a real problem? Bullshit. That's what we pay taxes for. Right. All right? See something, say something, report something. Now, the guys are offering a ton of classes here. September 3rd, CPR AED. September 19th, use of force. September 11th, quick clock class. September 12th, holster draw. September 17th, urban carbine 1. September 18th, urban pistol 2. Urban shotgun, October 17th. Active shooter seminar, October 25th. And Atenzia Penn, October 30th at
very,
the Woodland
very good
Park
class.
Range.
I love that class.
I am so done with you, biatches. And stop being wusses, America.
Well, on that note, you've wasted yet a perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio's a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Media Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barani. On behalf of my co-host with the stuffy nose, Anthony Colangelo, master trainer and now head of public relations.
I'm director of public relations.
Very good. We do wish you.
I'm also in charge of supplies. Supplies!
Right. Hey, the toilet paper's out in the men's
supplies.
Room on the first floor. Supplies. We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Please, coming into season 6, let us know what you really, really want to learn. Winston, he says, do it. We love you guys. See you next week. From sea to the shine.